Sletz of you. Zok the Mishnah, Hamlech Rabbis Bebate Erechema Hariz a Goyal Miyad, the Goyal Kershnei Masachedish. One who sells his house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael can redeem it immediately from that day up to 1 year from the day of the sale. However, the Gemara cites a brayso in which Rebbe disagrees and says, Ein yamim pachis mishnayim. The seller must wait 2 days to redeem the house. And the Gemara explains that the pasuk states, V'hitzi gulase atoim shnas memkarei, yamim tia gulase. And our Mishnah darshan is the pasuk as follows. Shnas memkarei miyem liyem. The exclusive word memkarei indicates that we count from the date of the sale until the same date in the following year. And yamim lemeis leis. The pluralized word yamim teaches that we count from the hour of the sale until the same hour in the following year. While Rebbe holds that Shnas Memkari is the source for both Miyem Liyayim or Mi'es Liyayis, and Yamim teaches Ein Yamim Pachis Mishnayim. The Mishnah continues, Harizi Kimin Ribis Ve'en Ribis. The practice of redeeming a house that was sold is somewhat like Ribis, interest on a loan, because as Rashi explains, Shekeshemachzu Le Mo'isav V'teich Shana Ve'en Zemenakul Le Klum Nimtzah Shenishtamish Be'vesav B'schar Hamtanis Mo'isav. The buyer receives the benefit of using the house in return for allowing the seller to use his money for the year. But even so, this practice is not considered ribis because, as Rashi explains, the ribis le'mikri ele ade halva v'lo ade mecher. The issa ribis applies only to money that was initially given as a loan, while here the money was given as part of a sale. The Gemara cites a contradicting brisa that says, "Harizu ribis gemura ele shater hitarasi." This practice is considered ribis, but the Torah permitted only for bati erchema, but not for other sales. And the Gemara reconciles as follows: Loi kasha, Harib Yehuda v'Harabban. The Mishnah and brisa disagree in the machlekes in the following brisa. If a person loans someone money and they stipulated that if the borrower does not pay by the due date, the money will retroactively be considered a payment for the sale of the borrower's field to the lender. Tanakhama says it depends. If during the interim of the loan the seller, who is the borrower, collects the fruit, it's permitted because he's the borrower. If the buyer, the lender, collects the fruits, it's forbidden because the lender is forbidden to take ribis. And as Rashi explains, Shemi galena benimtzah she'achlim beribis. If the labor does pay on time, the field will not have been sold to the malva, and the malva's benefiting from the fruit will be considered an interest on the money he loaned the labor. Yehuda disagrees and says, Af bizman shelekeich eichel peiros mutter. Even if the buyer, the lender, collects the fruit, it's permitted, and this is not considered ribis. Accordingly, our Mishnah that holds the geula of bati erechema is not considered ribis follows Rabbi Yehuda, who permits this practice. While the braisa that holds the geula of bati erechema is considered ribis follows the Tanakama, who forbids this practice. And the Gemara offers two approaches in this machlekes. Either Rabbi Yehuda holds tzadech beribis mutter. If the ribis is uncertain at the time of the loan, it's permitted. And here it might not turn out to be ribis if the labor does not pay up, since the field will have been sold retroactively to the malva and the fruit did belong to him. While the Tanakama holds tzadech beribis aser. Rav explains, Rabbi Yehuda does agree that tzadech beribis aser. And only here does he hold mutter because ribis amanas lahach ze mutter. If when the labor pays the loan, the malva intends to pay him back for all the fruit, it's permitted because b'taris mecher as liyadi. It's considered a sale retroactively. The fruits were not for the loan. While the Tanakama holds ribis amanas lahach ze aser. Even if the malva intends to pay him back for all the fruit, it's forbidden because hoyel v'aser l'day ribis. While the malva benefited from the fruits, they were for the loan. The Mishnah continues. If the seller dies during the first year, his heir can redeem the house from the buyer. If the buyer dies during the first year, the seller can redeem the house from the heir of the buyer. And although the pasuk states, the ishki yimacher, which implies only the seller, and l'koinais implies only the buyer, however, the pasuk concludes with v'haisegu lasai, mikamakan. The house is redeemed by all, even from heir to heir. Mishnah continues, ein main in shana el meshosha machar. Count the year from the date of the initial sale. As Rashi explains, Shemach Reuven l'Shimon b'Nisan, v'Shimon l'Levi b'Ir, kimin shegiyah Nisan nechlat. If the owner sold this house to one buyer in Nisan, who then sold the house to a second buyer in Ir, the owner's right to Geula expires in Nisan because ein mainin l'machar sheni ela l'rishon. We only go by the date of the first sale, because as the pasuk states, ad malois le'shana tamima. The word loy implies l'zeh shahis achuzah shalay mainin. We count by the sale of the original owner. And there's machlik is regarding l'michalot, which buyer has the advantage that his seller can no longer redeem the house. Rabbi Elazar says l'rishon chalot. The house becomes chalot in Nisan only to the first buyer, and the owner cannot redeem the house from the first buyer because their sale was in Nisan. However, l'sheni ain't a chalot. The house is not chalot in Nisan to the second buyer, and the first buyer can still redeem the house from the second buyer until Ir when their sale took place. While Rabbi Yechanan says l'sheni chalot. The house also becomes chalot in Nisan even to the second buyer. And the first buyer cannot redeem the house from the second buyer because mamocha le'rishon l'sheni kol zchushotav liyadei. The first buyer transferred to the second buyer all his privileges in the house. Mishnah proceeds with the machlekes in the pasuk ad malis leshona tamima. Vachamol, the word tamima comes to teach lehevi es chaydash ha'ibar. In a leap year, the 13th month is included in the first year, and the seller can redeem the house until 13 months. While mishana pshuta moynish neimas chaydash meyem liyem. In the standard year, the seller can redeem the house only until 12 lunar months, 354 days. While Rebbe holds the word tamima teaches litan leshona ve'ibura. The lunar year plus the additional 11 days of the solar year are included in the first year. Therefore, v'shana pshuta, mayna shalish meis v'shishim v'chamisha yamim k'minyu meisachama. In all years, the seller can redeem the house until a solar year of 365 days. The Mishnah continues, higi yim shnei masachedish v'lay nigala ha'isachalutalay. After 1 year, the seller no longer has the right to redeem the house, and it becomes the permanent property of the buyer. Because the pasuk states, v'kama bayis, let's misus. The word letzmises means lechalutin, permanently. And the word letzmises is pluralized to teach echer alekech ve'echer anitin lebimatana. The house becomes the permanent property of the recipient regardless of whether the house was a sale or a gift. The Gemara cites a braisa. Tanrabon, hamakdesh bayis b'bat erechema hariza goyil v'goyil oilam. Unlike a sale, if someone consecrates his house in a walled city, he can always redeem it even after 1 year. However, goloi acher miyad hekdesh, higi yim shnei masachedesh v'leinigal hayachal loy. If another person redeems the house from Hekdesh, the original owner can only redeem it from the Goyal up to 1 year. And if he did not do so, it becomes the permanent property of the Goyal, because when another person redeems it from Hekdesh, it is considered a purchase. And the pasuk states, "Makam abayis, let's misus lakaina is l'deraisif." The word lakaina is a teach, afilu miyat Hekdesh, the house is transferred permanently to the Goyal, even though he bought it from Hekdesh. And the word l'deraisif excludes yatsa Hekdesh in l'deris. The house is not transferred permanently to Hekdesh, because they have no generations. And the words Leyetze Beyevil teach, Meicher Bayis Bebat Erechema Upaga Bayevil Betech Shnasa Leyetze Beyevil. If someone sold his house in a walled city and during the first year of the sale Yevil came, the house remains with the buyer and does not go back to the owner.